What do you mean you do not have an Xbox? That was the startling question I heard when I first started at CBC as the students began to ask about our life as Dominicans. I was quite the novelty. They didn't experience a Dominican before. They didn't know why I dressed funny. And it was inconceivable to them that you could have a life without an Xbox. Now, I think of that today because we remember the deceased benefactors and friends of the order. And I don't know about you, but I don't think of them often enough. I don't consider that we have what we have, not only from our benefactors and friends today, but equally because of the generosity of those who have died, those people who have helped us. I'm thinking in particular of a major benefactor for this chapel, Tom Benson, who's no longer with us. Do we make it our goal, our place, our point to remember them for their kindness? And how do we best do this? How is the best way for us to show our gratitude? When St. Dominic founded the order, the reason that he wanted poverty to be an integral part of Dominican life was not because it was a good thing in itself. In fact, St. Thomas Aquinas says it's not a good thing in itself. We should work to eliminate it if we can. He wanted us to embrace a life of poverty because that made it more likely that the people to whom he was sent to preach would hear the message. And in our lives as Dominicans, the preaching is all about helping people to experience the call of Jesus Christ and that deep personal relationship with him. There's preaching, which if successful, we become vehicles that enable Jesus to save. That's why St. Dominic founded the order, for preaching and the salvation of souls. Think about our own lives for a minute, or maybe even more specifically, I think of my own life. Is the way that I live reflective of helping people to come to know Jesus better? Do they see in our habit the witness to a way of life that would inspire them to want this relationship with Jesus? Is the way in which we think about the things that we are blessed to have, does that, in fact, inspire people in their own lives to be grateful? When I hear people who have ministered in developing parts of the world, Haiti, for example, or parts of Africa, one of the things for people that go the first time that really surprises them is how happy people are. People who have next to nothing, and yet they have a happiness that I would not say is pervasive in our country. Why is that? What is it about their life? It certainly cannot be the case that they wouldn't want things like clean drinking water. The average person in the developing world walks 3 miles for clean drinking water every day. It can't be that they wouldn't want the amenities of modern plumbing. Maybe it's because the focus of their lives is not on gathering material possessions, because the material possessions they lack are not Xboxes. They're food, water, simple medicine. Everything we have in our lives, we have been given as gift. Even the salaries we make for our job come from the generosity of others. Let us remember today to pray for those friends and benefactors who have made our way of life possible. And let us ask God to give us the resolve to use what they have given us responsibly, and to use it in a way that leads people to a deeper relationship with Jesus.